Dominant. Namaste, Sarasvati Deva, Golgavani Pachayana. Nirvishesha Srinivadi Pashtakya Deshatava. Yesterday we completed the fourth chapter. Rather quickly for those last verses. Were there any questions that got passed over in those last 15 minutes? Or were you okay there? I think they were pretty straightforward verses. That portion that was mysterious gets cleared up?
Yeah.
Okay.
But action and inaction and inaction and action.
Okay. So we read yesterday about different kinds of sacrifice and how they're all meant to bring one to the stage of transcendental knowledge in which one understands Krishna and becomes engaged in Krishna's service. Now we're beginning Karma Yoga, action in Krishna consciousness. And we begin with a familiar motif. Arjuna Vacha, Sanyasam Karmanam Krishna, Punar Jogam Chasamsasi, Yach Treya Itayor Ekam, Tanme Bruhi Sunishchita. I don't know what you're recommending, two different things. Which one is it supposed to be? Where did we see that before?
Third chapter.
Very beginning. Now again, first you're telling me karma sannyas, give up work, and then again you're telling me to work in devotional service. So which is it? That's the question. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, sannyasa karma yogascha nishreyasa karabubho tayostu karma sannyasat karma yoga visheshyate. The Lord answers, they're both good, karma yoga and sannyas. But of the two, which is better? Karma yoga or devotional service. And Prabhupada points out here that knowing my spiritual position has to culminate in doing something. If I know that I'm not this body, then I have to act like I'm not this body. Simply giving up doesn't work. And Prabhupada quotes again from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Papanchakateya Bhujya, Vairagyam Phalgu Kachute. The dry renunciation is not what we want. Gaya sanitya sannyasi yona dveshti nakankshati nirdvandvo hi mahabaho sukham pandhat pramuchyate. So here Krishna redefines sannyas. Arjuna is thinking that sannyas means what?
Renounce
what?
Stopping activity.
Stopping activity. Give up, all this entangling work. Stuff like killing your grandfather, killing your friends, all of this sinful activity, or activity that will bring reactions. Give all that up and just be a sadhu. But here Krishna redefines that sannyas doesn't mean giving up work. It means yona dveshti nakankshati. The real sannyasi, person who's always situated in sannyas, is a person who doesn't hate anything and doesn't nadveshti nakanchati, who's free from hatred and from hankering. Kanchati, what's Prabhupada say? Desires. Doesn't hate or desire the fruit of action. Nadveshti, nakankshati. He's neutral. Nirdvandva, he's free from these dualities. And sukham bandhat pramuchyate. He becomes free from bondage and he's completely happy. Sankhya yogo pratagbala pravadanti napanditaha ekam apyastita samyag upayor bindate palam. Here there's another one of those interesting things in the first edition. You have the translation there?
No.
You didn't bring your book today?
He renounced it.
You renounced it.
False renouncement.
You've got a new one. Bring it, okay? We'll refer to it from time to time. The old version referred to the path of what? The path of knowledge and the path of works. That was their Sankhya and Yoga, the path of knowledge and the path of works. But that's not what Prabhupada gives here, both in text 5 and text 7. Am I not right? No. Text 4 and text 5. Yeah. In text 4 and text 5, Prabhupada speaks about karma yoga as devotional service and sankhya as being analytical study of the material world. Not simply the path of renunciation. There's no renunciation in the verse, although the context is renunciation. But sankhya means what?
Analytical study.
It means counting, literally. You know, taking account of all the different elements and seeing which is what and how it all fits together. That's knowledge. These elements, those elements, oh, and above all those is one more element, the spirit soul, who's different from these five working senses, five knowledge-acquiring senses, mind, intelligence, five false ego, objects of the senses. You have all of those, then you have the spirit soul. By analysis, one can understand, no, it's not an object of the senses. No, it's not a knowledge-gathering sense. No, it's not a working sense. It's not the mind. There's something above the mind. It's not the intelligence. There's something above that. It's not even the ego identifying with this material world. It's above that. In this way, one comes to understand by analytical study of the material world. But Krishna says that pandita, those who are learned, don't make a distinction between these two paths. The people who do distinguish are bala. Bala means like kids, less intelligent, immature. They say this or that, but it's both. Knowledge and devotional service go together. Yes.
Devotional service is not dependent upon analytical study.
No. Yeah. But when you're engaged in devotional service, you will see things as they are. Janayati ashu vairagyam gyanam chayatakam. Renunciation and knowledge will follow for a person who's seriously engaged in devotional service. And devotional service is not just sentiment that we... I love Krishna. And we neglect understanding how things work, what this material world is, and how it's related to Krishna. What is that? Tat chadadhana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pasyanti atmani chatmanam bhaktya shruta vihitaya. Devotional service involves understanding the philosophy presented in the Vedic literature, in books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not simply the heart. You know, these Mayavadis have this. And scholars also, they have this stereotype that bhakti is for people of the heart and jnana is for people of the head. You know, so if you're an intellectual, you go for jnana, and if you're a sentimentalist, you go for bhakti. But that's not actually bhakti. Bhakti means Bhaktya, Shruta Grihitya, with full understanding, not simply sentiment. And Prabhupada has that famous line, I think we passed over it, about philosophy without religion and religion without philosophy. I think you all are familiar with that. Yes?
You know, at the beginning of this chapter, Krishna like immediately seems to say that, you know, as you said, Kali Yuga is superior to Kama Sannyas. But then when saying, like, due to my dull intelligence, it seems like Krishna is being too diplomatic when he again says, like, in text 4, that, you know, that who implies wealth in one of these paths achieves the results of both, because I don't think you could get the same result from practicing Sankhya Yoga than you can from
Bhakti. Prabhupada explains, if you, what is that, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Gyanavan, when you actually, if you actually take up Gyan and bring it to its conclusion, what do? You surrender. If you actually become Gyanavan, you're not just a person searching for knowledge, when you actually get knowledge, what is knowledge? Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. Let me surrender.
Step by step.
So if you're following the path of knowledge, at the end you'll reach Krishna.
If you follow it through.
You follow it through.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Otherwise you're not really reaching the conclusion of knowledge.
Okay.
You're just stopping along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge culminates there. Vasudeva Sarvamuti. Prapadyate. He surrendered. Therefore devotional service is the more advanced stage. They think that when you get, you know, after you pass through the sentimental phase, then you get to Gyan. No, when you've reached the conclusion of Gyan, you understand Krishna is everything, and then you engage in practical activity, devotional service. Okay? Okay. Yat sankhye prapyate sthanam tad yogaira bigamyate ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha yapashyati sapashyati. So that we just discussed. Sanyasas tu mahabaho dukham aptum yogata yoga yukto munir brahma nachiren adigachyati. This is very practical. The sanyasas, sanyas, and ayogata. Ayogata means what? Yogata means what?
Not devotional.
Yogata means what?
Doing it.
Connected. Yeah. Connected with what?
Krishna.
Connected with Krishna. Yoga means connection. We talked about that, that yoga means plus. So, ayogata means one who's disconnected. One who's not connected with the Supreme. A person who's not connected with the Supreme, a person who's not connected with Krishna, a person who's not engaged in devotional service. A yogata means literally disconnected. One is not connected. A yogata, for a person who's a yogata, what is the result of sannyas? Dukkham aptam. He gets misery. He gets misery. Why?
He's disconnected. Disconnected from the soul.
Yeah, yeah. So?
It's a constitutional position of the soul.
Yeah. What? You know, practical. What happens? What's the situation? Yeah, that's theory. That's all abstract theory.
He gets to restrain from so many things that there is no taste. Why?
He's not connected with Krishna or the Supreme. That's what we're talking about. By definition, he's not connected with the Supreme. And he's not connected with sense gratification either. So You know, poor guy. You know, he's not getting any juice from devotional service because he's not in devotional service. And he's not getting any juice from material life because he gave up material life. So, what's his position? Oh God, what have I done? Why have I taken to this way of life? We were reading that earlier, I think in the third chapter, Prabhupada said, for the person who's not purified, sannyas is troublesome. Didn't we read that? I think we read that earlier. Where was that exactly? Who remembers? I think so. That sounds about right. Yeah, he's called a pretender. Yeah, this is where Prabhupada's explanation is for all of this. In the beginning of the third chapter, that nakarmanam anarambham naishkarmyam purushoshmate. And Prabhupada explains, that's text 4, everyone has to work and simply trying to restrain the senses while your mind is on sense gratification. That's just a pretense. So here we have a similar point made that if you're not advanced in spiritual life, just taking sannyas is not going to do it for you. Rather, it brings distress. And Prabhupada here points out that even the Mayavadis, what to speak of the materialists, even the Mayavadis are in that position. The followers of, you know, Shankaracharya, who are connected with some spiritual idea, but only theoretically. They have some abstract, all-pervading, but they have no real engagement in devotional service. So it's dry. Even for them. For the materialists who just say, all right, I'm going to take sannyas, that doesn't work. And for the Mayavadis also, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, you know, how much juice is there in that? So dukkham aptuma yogata. They just get put themselves in distress. But yoga yukta, a person who's linked up with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness, brahma adigachchati, he attains the Supreme nachirena, quickly. He quickly attains the Supreme. Sannyas is not recommended here, just giving up all work. What's recommended? Connect yourself with Krishna in devotional service. And Prabhupada makes some relevant points here that simply their speculations don't make them happy, and therefore, you know, what do they do? For pleasure, they get into dry speculation and arguments about grammar and this and that. Well, that's pretty dry. Or they start studying Srimad Bhagavatam because at least in Bhagavatam there's juice, but they screw it all up with their speculative interpretations to try to make everything finally impersonal. Or they get into material philanthropic activities. They say Brahma Satya, Jagan Mithya, the Absolute is real, the material world is false, and then they get busy opening hospitals and chicken farms and all that kind of stuff for improving the false material world. That means they've fallen from their supposedly spiritual position. The world is false, why are you busy trying to improve it? So those who are engaged in Krishna conscious activities are better situated than the sannyasis engaged in simple speculation about what is Brahma, what is not Brahma. Although, bahunam janma namante, after many lives, they'll also come to Krishna consciousness. Clear? Clear? Yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriyaha sarva-bhuta, atma-bhuta-atma, kurvanapi nalipyate. Now again, he's reassuring Arjuna that work doesn't mean entanglement. It can. Prabhupada quoted a couple of verses back, Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma, yad indriya pritya aprinoti. A person who's simply working for sense gratification becomes entangled in the results of vikarma. But here, a different person, yoga yukta. Yoga yukta means?
Engaged in devotional service.
Engaged in devotional service. Yukta, yoga. Vishuddhatma. Purified soul. Vishuddha. V means?
Very.
Yeah, very, especially. Vishuddhatma. Vijitatma. Vijitatma means? Self-controlled. Jitendriha means?
Control the senses.
Yeah, jitam.
Having conquered the senses.
What means self-control?
Excuse me?
Self-controlled, what means?
Self-controlled? Well, it means atma. Vijitatma. Atma means what?
It
can mean the mind, it can sometimes mean the intelligence. Whatever you think the self is, it's controlled.
Because the soul, what means to control the soul?
Soul mean, what's control of the soul?
Connected with Krishna.
It means, yeah, that as a soul, I'm going to control myself to engage myself in devotional service and not engage myself in connection with matter. Okay? Or, yes. What did we see at the end of the third chapter? Krishna said, by deliberate spiritual intelligence, control the mind. Jahi Shatru Mahabaho. Get free from this, conquer this lust by controlling the mind by deliberate spiritual intelligence. So, jitta means conquered. So, vijitatma is the same thing. Jitta, vijitta, vijitatma, jitendriyaha. The senses are controlled. And sarvabhuta, atmabhuta, atma. This is nicely expressed. Kirtan Padi?
Shastra. Spontaneous.
So sarvabhuta atmabhuta atma. He is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. Lokanam, what is that? Dhira, dhira, jana, priya. Priya karo. The Goswamis. They were dear to the saintly persons, and they were dear to the gundas also, to the rogues. Everybody appreciated, yes, these people are very nice. Everyone appreciated. So they were kind to everyone, and everyone loved them. This is Goswamis. Because one who works in Krishna consciousness is servant to all, he's dear to everyone. Kurvanapi nalipyate. Such a person, even while he's working, is not entangled.
Yeah. Nice one.
sannyasis are totally engaged?
We hope so. Otherwise, dukkham aptum yogata. This is a practical. This is practical, that if you're not deeply engaged in devotional service, and you think, well, I'll just take sannyas, and that way I'll, you know, I'll become advanced. Dukkham aptum, you'll just make yourself miserable. It's not just by sannyas that one purifies the heart. First you purify the heart, then you'll see about sannyas. Because sannyasastu mahabaho dukkamaptami yogama. If you're not engaged in devotional service, taking sannyas is not going to make you happy. Engaging in devotional service will make you happy. We have that practical experience. People think, well, I'll take sannyas and that'll solve my problems.
Stop.
Get you in more problems. One has to purify the heart by hearing and chanting and practical devotional service. Okay. 8 and 9. This is interesting. Naiva kinchit karomi ti yukto manyeta tatpavit. Pashan shrinvan sprishan jigran ashnan gachchan svapan svasan. Pralapan visrijan grinnan unmishan nimishan api. Indriyan indriyarteshu vartanta ititharayan. The Krishna conscious person is transcendental to the bodily activities. Naiva kinchit kuromi iti. Iti means quotation marks. It means thus, but iti usually means quotation marks. When you see iti, usually it means in quotes. Like, what is that? Samavetan kuruniti. Is that what it is? In the first chapter?
Yes.
Samavetan Kuru Niti. Quote, just see the Kurus. So iti works like quotation marks. So here's the quotation. Naiva kinchit karomi. I'm not doing anything. Na eva karomi. I'm not doing anything. That's how the tattvavit, the person who knows the truth, that's how he thinks. Manyeta. Manyeta means he thinks that way. Yukta, a person engaged in divine consciousness, Krishna conscious person. Na eva kinchit karomi. I'm not doing anything. What's happening? Pashan, shrinvan, sprishan, jigran. Ashnan gachchan svapan svasan pralapan visrajan grinnan unmishan nimishan api. Api means although all these things are happening. What's happening? These are description of different activities of the senses. Seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, gachchan going somewhere, svapan dreaming, breathing, talking, giving something, accepting something, giving up. Visrajan Prabhupada takes it as evacuating. Grinnan, accepting, receiving. Unmishan, nimishan, opening the eyes, closing the eyes. These are all activities of the senses. The ears, the eyes, the active senses, knowledge-gathering senses. So he sees all this is going on. Indriyani indriyarteshu. The senses are engaged with their objects. Vartante iti. Iti means in quotes. Vartanta, okay, let it go on. What does it have to do with me? Prabhupada gives the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While he was at Puri, he was so absorbed in devotional service, Prabhupada said he didn't know whether his body was on or off. You're like a madman, he doesn't know whether his clothes are on or off. Right?
Yep.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became like a madman in devotional service. He didn't know whether his body was on or off. It's described he was eating, but his eating was just as a matter of, practically automatically. The other way you breathe, so he was eating. But it was, had not, his mind wasn't on it at all. The Prabhupada gives the example that a businessman, suppose you're a businessman in your office, you're sitting at your big desk, and you're picking up the phone, and you're looking through the files, and answering questions, and then you look at another file, and some. Now, at the end of the day, how many times did you look in the file cabinet? Do you think, now I'm opening the file drawer, now I'm taking out a file, now I'm closing the file drawer? You don't even think about it. Just goes on, you're doing it, but it's automatic. Why your mind is on how to make $1 million. Right? But you're not thinking about, now I'm opening this drawer, and you know it's on ball bearings, and I have to exert this much force to open it properly. You know, you're just automatically going on. So a person engaged in Krishna consciousness, his material activities are going on, but he's not thinking, he's not preoccupied, he's not absorbed in the details of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. He's not thinking all about his bodily existence. Vartanta, it's going, somehow it's going on. Somehow it's going on. This is not what my life is about. My life is about the service of Krishna, and my material senses are, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But this is not my real life. Although he appears to be acting with his body and senses, he is always conscious of his actual position, which is spiritual engagement. Okay, clear? Doesn't mean that you can do any damn thing with your senses. Well, senses are going on. That's not the point. But he knows that he's not this body.
And another example is like that car. You don't always think about the car. You just kind of do the needful.
Yeah, you're driving the car, you're talking on your cell phone, you're talking with the people sitting in the car, you're listening to a class on the CD, or you're doing so many things, or you're thinking about, you know, what you're going to say to this person or that person. And meanwhile, somehow or other, you're putting your foot on the brakes, you're putting your foot on the gas, you're turning this way, you're turning that way. People, you know, it's like being in a trance. Even, you know, people drive every day, but if you ask them exactly what they did, they couldn't tell you. They're just doing it. It's like walking. How many people here, when you walk, think, now I'm putting my right foot down. Now it's time to pick up my left foot and move it to the front. And once that left foot is now securely in place, it's time to move my right foot again. Nobody thinks like that. We just automatically do it. And our mind is thinking of, you know, where we're going or what's happening next Tuesday or something else. That's just automatic. This is, you know, the small stuff. Imagine if we had to spend all of our time thinking, now pick up the right leg, now pick up the left leg.
They've gone mad very soon.
Breathe
in. Well, dull more than mad. You just right leg, left leg, right leg.
Then what is the difference between us waking up for Mangala Arati? You know, he walks down there and goes to Mangala Arati and goes back. You know. And the guy who wakes up at 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock, he does the same thing.
Same thing. Neither of them is thinking, now I'm going to pick up my right leg, now I'm going to pick up my left leg. The karmi is thinking of sense gratification, and the devotee is thinking of Krishna.
No, it's, Krishna said, Dehinosvanyatadehe, you know, you're not this body. So now he's describing the person who's acting with the realization.
Yeah.
He's not his body. Cause
yeah, we're getting deeper into it. Now, Krishna's already said, you're not the body. Now he's talking about how to act in that consciousness. Here's the advanced devotee who's acting in that consciousness, who's thinking, yeah, senses are going on, but this is not me. Sometimes, we used to see Prabhupada kind of used to look at his hands like this. It was as if he was looking at a museum object. You know, as if it, what is this, you know, some curious thing from Borneo or something, you know. Just, yeah, because he didn't think, I'm this body. Yeah, what time? And his prophet was, his health was not very good, and his muscle tone was, just a flat tire. But looking at the body as, you know, what does this have to do with me? The activities of the senses are not my actual activities. At the highest stage, the devotee is externally engaged in his activities in this world, but internally he's always meditating on his eternal relationship with Krishna. That's explained in Nectar of Devotion. Brahmanyadhaya. Is this our time for breaking, by the way? Where's Tulsi? This is the time, right? I happen to look at my watch. This is the time. Okay, we have presents for you all. Anyone who's looking for bookmarks, I have some nice bookmarks that I've picked up. You can have as many as you want. So send them around, help yourself. Book darts in the shape of tilak.
Made of gold.
And we're back in 5 minutes.
Made of gold.
So made of gold, yes.
I should keep the entire one.
Huh?
And I should keep all of them.
Prabhupada said you put some grain on the ground, a bag of grain, the birds will come and take as much as they need. The human being will come and take the whole thing, regardless of how much you need. Okay, so now it's when it comes time to evaluate the instructor. Now the two things. I didn't give you any homework and I gave you bookmarks, okay?
So 5 minutes,
yeah. That's what you get. I'm giving you bookmarks, so I'm not going to give you any more minutes. Don't want to get too generous here.
Such kind of person, he's very dear to everyone. Because there are examples that sometimes the people even want to hurt.
You're probably talking about that. Arjun seems to be, on the superficial platform, it appears that they have enemies. That's superficially, actually. They're under illusion, they don't understand. Even then, generally people think this person is a monster. Only some people. Nature, their external way to it. Devotees even, it's not inimical to them. Everybody got enough darts? There's no rule, by the way, that you have to put them at the top of the page. You can mark your lines by putting them on the side of the page. Brahmanyadhaya karmani sangam chaktva karoti yaha lipyate nasapa pena padmapatram imam pasa. Very nice verse. Brahmani means what? What does Brahman mean?
Supreme.
Brahman means the Supreme. Ultimately, it means Krishna. So Brahmani means unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahmanyadhaya karmani. He dedicates all of his activities to Krishna. And sangam chaktva karotiya. He does everything in the spirit of detachment. Lipyate nasapa pena. My dear Arjuna, you're all in a frenzy about sinful reactions. Lipyate nasapa pena. If you work in this consciousness, there's no sinful reaction. Padma patrami vampasa. You become like the lotus leaf on the water. Nice picture, isn't it? The lotus leaf is on the water, but it never gets wet. So in the same way, the Krishna conscious person who's working always for Krishna never becomes entangled in the results of activities. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmanyev anupashyati sarvabhuteshu chatmanam tato nivijibhutsati. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmanyev bhudvijanataha tatrako mahakasho kekatam anupashyati. He sees everything in relationship to Krishna. There's no illusion or anxiety for him.
But everything cannot be directly related to Krishna. Like a grass cannot do everything related with Krishna all the time.
Why not?
Like if he's giving his gift to his wife, then there's nothing related to Krishna.
Why not?
He's bringing a sari or something for a wife. Then.
Why is that not related to Krishna?
When he's associating with a non-devotee.
If my prescribed duty is to maintain the household affairs nicely, and if buying a sari for my wife is going to contribute to that, what's wrong?
That is not directly or indirectly related to Krishna.
Why not?
Even for the giving happiness to his wife and giving satisfaction to himself also.
But if his it's simply a question of consciousness. If I'm thinking now, I'll do something to satisfy the senses of my wife, and my wife will do something to satisfy my senses, then what is that? That's material consciousness. But if he's thinking, I'll do something for my wife, and she'll be happy in her prescribed duties, what is that?
She leaves me alone.
Yeah, she'll leave me alone. She'll be happy, you know. I'll give her a sari and then I'll head out for a month and distribute books.
Yeah.
I have a party with the other guru puris.
It's a question of consciousness.
But still, somebody's directly contributing everything to Krishna and indirectly contributing. There's lots of difference between both of them now.
It's a question of consciousness.
Yesterday you told that if there are Vaishnavas in the family and you are giving them food to eat, then it's not like a Vaishnava. Means you must give for the charity also. Yesterday there was a discussion, you told us that we must give to the temple also. You must give for the,
I told you that?
There was a discussion between the Swami Prabhu told that like that.
Means, if I'm thinking that why should I give to the temple, I'll give charity to myself, that's material consciousness. I'll give charity to, you know, the people who, I'll give them something, they'll give me something, that's material consciousness. But if he thinks that I'll invite 10 people and distribute prasadam to them and preach to them about Krishna. Even if it's not the temple, still it's Krishna consciousness. Again, it's your consciousness. And you can bluff it and say, well, you know, I got this chocolate ice cream for Krishna, you know, because it you know, it makes all the members of my family happy, and when they're happy, Krishna's happy. You know, I mean, you can, that's called rationalization. We talked about that the first day. That your emotions are running the show, and the mind is being, the intelligence is being engaged in the, you know, hey, intelligence, can you come up with a good reason why I'm doing this?
Yeah.
You know, I need to come up, you know, I got, it's like, I have to justify something in my expense account. So, you know, what? How could I put? You know, how could I justify this? Right? I've already decided to spend the money for sense gratification. Now, how do I show the company that I really spent it for them? So I'm doing something for my sense gratification, and I'm coming up with reasons why that's really for Krishna. That's a different thing. But actually doing it for Krishna, that you can do. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what is that? Arpiyu to apide nandikishwar. What is that? Manasa deha geha yogi chumo. Arpiyu to apide nandikishwar. My dear Nandikishwar, what have I got? I have my mind.
Body.
I have my body. I have my house. Yogi chumo, I have something. Something. Whatever I have, arpilu to offer. I offer that at your lotus feet. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was maintaining his family, that was better than millions of Mayavadis chanting Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Or as good as an ordinary devotee. You know, reading Bhagavad Gita or doing anything. Because it was all engaged for Krishna's service. Therefore, the argument's being given. Yes, you kill your grandfather, that's as good as studying the Vedas. Why? Because you're doing it not for sense gratification, but to follow my instructions. Yes? No?
I was just thinking about, like, that giving a gift to your wife would be one thing you'd do, you know, take a few moments or minutes of the day, but, you know, like, you've spent probably the first 4 hours of your day intensely chanting and hearing about Krishna, so, you know, like, then the activity is naturally spiritualized because your consciousness is somewhat cleansed.
Yeah, the person whose consciousness is purified by devotional service, by hearing, by chanting, by so on, when he's engaged in his family activities, that's also now connected with devotional service. Now at a certain stage also, we're recommended you give that up. At a certain stage, we're told, do it. So when I should give it up, I should give it up for Krishna. And when I should do it, I should do it for Krishna. Not that my only duty is to see that my wife has nice saris and my children have nice toys. There's more to devotional service than that. If that's all I'm doing, we have to wonder. But that's also part of devotional service for the household. Okay? Even one's material body being a gift of the Lord for carrying out a particular type of action can be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Similarly, my wife can be engaged, my children can be engaged, my house can be engaged, my everything can be engaged for carrying out the activities of Krishna consciousness. Kayena manasa buddhya kevalaya indriyaya api yogina karma kurvanti Sangam Tyaktvatma Shuddhaya. Yogina means the yogis, Krishna conscious persons, are performing activities, karma kurvanti. Kayena manasa buddhya. Kayena means by the body. Manasa, by the mind. Buddhya, by the intelligence. Kevalayar, indriyayarapi, and even with their senses. But sangam tyaktva, without attachment. Sangam tyaktva. Even in the sixth canto, is it, where Narad Muni is instructing Yudhisthira Maharaj about family life and different orders?
Seventh canto.
End of the seventh.
Yes.
So he's instructing Yudhisthira Maharaj, and he's saying that the householder will externally pay his dues, but internally not be very interested. That's the art of householder life. He appears to be very attentive, but inwardly he doesn't really care very much. Isn't that the description?
An example, like externally you can be a pounds and shillings person, but internally...
Yeah, like Raghunath Das Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him that you just appear like a pukka materialist, but don't care about any of it. You do it because it's your duty, but don't worry about it. Don't. Just like the example is given that how should you deal with in-laws? Maybe we should market seventh canto, you know, give it a new title, how to deal with your in-laws. How do you deal with your in-laws? They'll always say something like, you know, I think it would be good for you to have it's time for you to have a little bit of a better house. Or, you know, what do you think about, you know, you could start another business and get a little more income that way. Because they're thinking, you know, my daughter, it would be good for her to have, you know, be a little more comfortable or have more security. You know, so the in-laws are always kind of like going to bat for her and saying, you know, here's how you could do a little bit more for her. And Narad Muni says, his recommendation is that whatever they say yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, that's all right. And then ignore it.
Maharaj, my father-in-law is a jeweler in Malabar Hill, Bombay. So every time he saw me in suit in London and all that. So after joining, when I came and landed in Bombay, saw me in dhoti and all that, he didn't talk to me. He stopped talking to me. He was worried about what's going to happen to me. At the time of death, just about when he was about to die and all that, he told his other sons, what these two are doing is the right thing. And the time he said, what Nand Kishore and Madhumati is doing the right thing.
Very good. So in this way, the Krishna conscious person, we say this body is material. But when the body is engaged in Krishna's service, we discussed yesterday, it becomes spiritualized. Prabhupada gives the example of the gold box and the gold-plated box. The gold-plated box is also gold. So this body is material, it's not spiritual, but when it's engaged in the service of Krishna, it becomes spiritualized. And Prabhupada gives, quotes Rupa Goswami here, Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikalashvapyabhastasu jivan mukta suchate. Even in this material world, iha means here, the person who's engaged in the service of Krishna, harer dasye, karmana by his activities, manasa by his mind, gira by his words, nikalashu api avastasu, even though he's situated in the material world, jivan mukta suchita, he is considered a liberated person. Did I give the example of the coconut in the class, or was I just talking to a couple of people? A couple people. Prabhupada gives the example of the coconut. Here in Mayapur we have so many coconuts. So you open it up and the coconut is, coconut water is there, then the coconut fruit is there attached to the coconut shell. But when the coconut dries up, if you don't split it, you just let it be, the coconut dries up, and then what happens? The fruit separates from the shell. So if you were to shake it, you'd hear the coconut pieces rattling around inside. So that means they're still inside, but now they're disconnected from the wall of the coconut. In the same way, Krishna conscious person, because he's not attached to material enjoyment, even though he's in this material world, he's free from this material world. Padma Patrami Bambas. He's like the lotus leaf on the water. It's there, but it's not getting wet.
And Prabhupada's flat tire, he just laughs about it.
Yeah, he just laughs. Yeah. Fun.
And then he also said that until one of my tail body, then there will be always some contamination.
As long as we have this material body, there's always some contamination. Where are you? What is that? Body is always contaminated. But when the activities of the body are offered to Krishna, jivan mukta suchate, he's a liberated soul.
Like, there is sometimes discussion if it's possible to develop Krishna prema until one has material body.
I don't know what that's all about. Prabhupada, despite his supposedly material body, I don't think he was lacking in love for Krishna.
There is that angle that sometimes comes up, like a Puryamana, Machalak Pratishtam, that, you know, like the senses keep on giving urges. And so, that, like, someone could think that, you know, for the rest of my life, you know, even if I attain full spiritual awareness in this lifetime, still I have to.
But that's like Srinvan Sprishan, the eyes are opening, the eyes are closing, this is happening, that's happening, what does it have to do with me? Partanta Titani.
Just like a fly.
Yeah. Some desire just showed up. Who cares? Because I have this body, something. Doesn't pay attention to it.
But they say that the senses become like snakes with their.
Duradan Tendriya Sarpaka. What it called the Sarpa Patali Danstraya. Duradan Tendriya Kala Sarpa Patali. Dumstriate. It's like a serpent with broken fangs. Someone remember?
I like it lots.
Vishvampur is dry. Vidashapur. Akash. Shridashapur Akash Pushpa yeah, Shridashapur Pushpayata Gayata, like that. Svarapapati Kala Svarapati, something goes right. Anyway, yes. Chaktva Atma Shuddhaye. So he's acting only for self purification. Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. Now, Yukta Karma Palam Tyaktva Shantamapnoti Naishtakim. A Yukta Kama Karena Pale Sakto Nibhadyate. Very valuable verse. People are always interested in peace. Prabhupada, I was hearing a lecture this morning, Prabhupada was saying, everyone is always asking, you know, Swamiji, how can I find peace? So again, Krishna's instructing how one can get peace. Yukta, the Krishna conscious person engaged in yoga and devotional service, karma palam tyaktva, He gives up the results of his activities. Shantim apnoti naishtakim. And therefore he gets actual peace, unflinching peace, unadulterated peace. Because he doesn't care, you know. All right, win or lose, happiness or distress, heat or cold, fame or infamy. Let me just be engaged in devotional service. And it doesn't matter what the material circumstances may be. I just have to perform my duty for the service of Krishna. And karma palam chakva, not be attached to the result. And ayukta. Ayukta means? Not connected. Not Krishna conscious. Kamakarena. He works to satisfy his material desires. Kamakarena. For the sake of his sense gratification. And the result is? Pale sakto. He becomes attached, and nibhajyate, becomes entangled. You don't care about the results, you don't get entangled. And if you're attached to the results, you do. And if you're not entangled, then you can be peaceful. You know, the stock goes up or the stock goes down. If the stock market, you know, it goes up or it goes down, what do we care? We haven't invested anything.
Hopefully.
But people who've invested their life savings in the stock market, you know, if it goes up, they're, and if it goes down, it's, woo!
Blood pressure.
Yeah, blood pressure, somebody, because that's where their energy is invested. Devotees, we don't care. Those of us here, at least brahmacharis and so on, if we haven't invested, what do we care? So the Krishna conscious person doesn't invest anything in sense gratification. So it goes up, it goes down. He gets a palace, he gets a hut, whatever. He just wants to serve Krishna. He's not attached. So he's peaceful. Yes.
There was like nice example when flood comes.
Flood.
Ganga.
Flood. Yeah.
Comes. So when you see brahmachari, they was like happy and enjoying Ganga everywhere.
Mm.
And some grihasthas, they houses get flooded. They was like, buy food and so many troubles.
Yeah. The advantage is being brahmachari doesn't care about any material situation, so he's always peaceful and happy. Grihasthas have a little more anxiety.
But Maharaj, everybody during the floods, even grihasthas and the brahmacharis. I think it was our best moment.
Yeah,
you all were happy there. You know.
Everyone's happy. Even grihasthas, as far as it's possible for a grihastha to be happy. Grihasthas are happy in devotional service.
Everybody's happy.
Huh?
In Mayapur, everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. This is Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu. Everybody should be happy in Krishna consciousness. And how to be happy? Be detached. You know, all right, things went against your sense gratification. Things went against your material, you know, hopes and aspirations. Hari Bol, Krishna's arrangement. Or, you know, even death. The karmis are desperately, you know, how to avoid death.
Yeah.
You know, they're in tremendous fear.
Yeah.
How to put it off. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the body, all right. Like Prabhupada said, you know, he wanted to go on parikrama of Govardhan in his last days. He said, but Prabhupada, the doctor says that when you hit the first bump, you'll die. Prabhupada said, I won't die, I'll live. He said, anyway, if I die, if I die, then it's expected. And if I live, it's wonderful.
Win-win.
Either way, if I live, it's wonderful, and if I die, well, what did you expect? Prabhupada gives the example that the bank teller, if $1,000 comes in, it's nothing to him, and if $1,000 goes out, it's also nothing to him. It's not his money, not his profit or loss, he just has to count it.
There's one
want to make Krishna laugh, just tell him your plans. It's like, when was the last time, you know, we made so many plans, they never worked out.
That's true.
We have our plans.
We have our plan, and Krishna has his plan.
Yeah.
But better to follow Krishna's plan. You had a question, Tulsi?
I was thinking that actually when you have some possessions, practically it's not very easy to be attached, even if they are little.
Yeah, Prabhupada said even the sannyasi is attached to his water pot and his danda.
Really?
Yeah. You know, that happens. The sannyasi gets something, and he becomes attached to it.
Birkenstocks.
Yeah, he gets his, you know, his new Birkenstocks or his, you know, whatever it is.
Sitting place.
Huh?
Sitting place.
His sitting place or, you know, whatever it is. So it's not, you know, everyone has to, we all have to be careful about this spirit of attachment. And the way to counteract that sense of attachment is by being always engaged in Krishna's service. If we're always engaged in Krishna's service, we'll never have.
So is it okay to buy Mercedes-Benz, drive to the temple then?
If it's for Krishna's service,
you can get a boat
ride. If it's for your if it's for your sense gratification, that's a different thing. But like Prabhupada, he wanted a big car. Not big car, an ambassador car, which was a big deal in those days. Now an ambassador is not such a big deal. Now BMW is more like it. But in those days, an ambassador was, you know, the car. And so Prabhupada wanted an ambassador car. Does it mean that Prabhupada was attached to having a fancy car?
No.
You know, like a materialist? Like a big industrialist, now I'm a big rich guru, so I want to have a nice car. No, it was for show. That for these sophisticated Bombay people and so on, if they're gonna take it seriously that this is the, you know, if he's actually the guru of the Americans, he should have a car, he should, like our Bombay temple. Prabhupada said we don't need it. But it's just who would come just to hear us sitting under a tree. So you make this big show and then people will come. Similarly, Prabhupada had that car. Huh? Not for his sense gratification, but it will act in such a way that people will be impressed and they'll think, yes, this movement is something. They'll take it seriously. Just like Prabhupada said, so we started with 7 rupees and now it's become 7 crores. So it doesn't mean that Prabhupada was counting like a businessman. But since you think like businessmen, yeah, here's our return on investment. 7 rupees invested and, you know, 7 crores in a few years. But Prabhupada, he could stay in that big tower in Bombay and he could stay in the hut in Bhubaneswar and be happy in either situation. Not attached. Sarva karmani manasa sanyas yaste sukham vashi navadware pure dehi naiva kurvan nakariyan. This is a practical example. I think most of you are familiar with this example, the city of 9 gates. So there are the gates of the eyes, ears, nose, mouth, anus, genitals. So it's compared to a city. That comparison becomes elaborated in Srimad Bhagavatam in the story of Puranjana, 4th canto. In the 4th canto, the story of Puranjana is there, where the city, we really hear all about it, the terraces and the rooms and the gardens and the houses and so many things. But here it's simple. There's this city in which the living entity is residing. And he's residing happily, sarva karmani manasa, when his mind is thinking, this doesn't have anything to do with me. And he's simply living there in the body. Naiva kurvan na karyan. He's not doing anything, and he's not causing anything to be done. He's simply living within the body. And the body is actually working according to the laws of material nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha. The activities of the body are conducted automatically by its particular modes of nature. The soul can be beyond those conditions if he so desires. That's the idea. Any question there?
We're talking about a sadhaka.
Krishna conscious person. Krishna conscious person. Nakartritvam nakarmani lokasya srijati prabhu. Nakarma pala sang yogam sabhavastu prabhartate. The nakartritva nakarmani lokasya srijati prabhu. He doesn't create activities, he doesn't induce anyone to act, he's not responsible for the fruits of action. Sabhavastu prabhartate. Everything's being done by the modes of material nature. There's also an alternative interpretation for this and the next verse. It can be taken to apply to the soul or to the super soul, either way, depending on who's commenting. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do with the body. He's also not inducing anyone to act. It's all being done by material nature. The Lord is in the background. But here Prabhupada's commenting on it and taking it that the soul has nothing to do with any of this. Clear? Clear, clear, clear? Na datte kashchit papam na chaiva sukritam vibhu. Agyanen avritam gyanam tenamu yanti jantavaha. The Lord has nothing to do with anyone's pious or sinful activities. Not that because the Lord is within the body, the Lord is affected by pious or sinful activities. It's all being done according to the desire of the living entity. The Lord is not responsible for that. Man proposes, God disposes. First point is, the Lord is not responsible for this. He's not accepting sinful or pious reactions. And the next point is, agena avritam gyanam. But our knowledge is covered, and therefore we're bewildered by material nature. Agena. What is that?
Not knowledge.
Avritam. It's covered by ignorance. We were reading that elsewhere.
Avritam jnanam.
Avritam jnanam etena. Gyanino nityavairina. Kamarupena. The living entity is covered by lust. Here, ignorance. So that covering is there by which the living entity is bewildered. Krishna is never bewildered because Krishna is vibhu. He's great. But we're bewildered because we're small. Then we'll do one more verse. Gyanena tu tad agyanam yesham nashitam atmanaha tesham aditya vaj gyanam prakashayati tatpunam. But when one is Krishna conscious, gyanena tu, by knowledge, when that ignorance is destroyed, nashita, then adityavaj. Adityavaj means like the rising sun. That knowledge is there and it shows everything. His knowledge reveals everything. And Prabhupada gives a very nice point. Is it in the purport? Yes, I think it is. That in Krishna consciousness, his knowledge enlightens everything, So he sees everything in its individuality. I'm an individual, all living beings are individual, material nature has its own individual qualities, God is the supreme individual. He sees all of these individual characteristics. Whereas the Mayavadi thinks everything is one, everything is one, everything is one. He doesn't see any of these distinctions, everything is one. So Prabhupada gives the comparison. Why does the Mayavadi think that way? Because he's in darkness. When the sun goes down, everything is one. Everything's black. And when the sun comes up, there's blue, there's green, there's red, there's this house, there's that house, there's the road, there's so many varieties, because it's all illuminated by the sunlight. And in the darkness, it's all one. So the knowledge of the Krishna conscious person reveals everything in its true individuality. One small note here, it's one of those addition notes. The end of the page, 201, it says, one has to seek out a bona fide spiritual master and under him learn what Krishna consciousness is, for Krishna consciousness will certainly drive away all nescience. First edition said, but the spiritual master will drive away all nescience. That's also true. It's just not what Prabhupada said. Krishna consciousness drives away all nescience.
Maharaj, in this 13 verse, this neither working nor causing work to be done, this is referred that devotee, he doing a karma?
Yeah. Yes. He's not doing anything and he's not getting anyone else to do anything. If somebody's doing something, it's not really because I made it happen. But by nature's arrangement, things go that way. Even that, the devotee doesn't take the credit. He doesn't think, yes, I made it happen. I distributed so many books. I did. It's by Krishna's grace. So many people took books.
Like you said, like material nature, or what exactly?
You can take it as material nature, but the devotee sees Krishna acting everywhere. So he'll think that Krishna inspired this person to take a book. Or else he'll think, you know, well, he was a soldier, and you know, so all you have to do is say boo, and this, you know, say, corporal? And the corporal said, yes, sir. Take this book. Yes, sir. So you could say, all right, it's his conditioned nature. Or you told the person, this book is all about love. Really? Because it was their conditioned nature. But then where did you get the inspiration to say that to the person? This book is all about love. Or this book is all about how to be, you know, engaged in all sorts of business and still be peaceful. And he tells the businessman that. Krishna's giving him some inspiration. If Krishna took away the ability, he wouldn't be able to say anything. Arjuna, when Krishna took away the ability, Arjuna couldn't even fight against some cowherd man. And when Krishna gave him the ability, he could fight against thousands of warriors. So the devotee doesn't think, I'm the doer. I made this happen. I accomplished so much. Look at all the credits. I made so many devotees. This Krishna's arrangement. Or by my spiritual master's kindness, so much has been able to happen. Doesn't think, I'm the cause of everything. Otherwise he'll again fall into illusion. I made this. No, it's not me. It's not all about me. It's all about Krishna, and I'm part and parcel of Krishna. So as Krishna is using me, I was able to do something. Then he's not in anxiety. Sometimes Krishna gives big results. Sometimes Krishna gives small results. I just have to be engaged in the service of Krishna. That's my part of the deal. I just have to always be trying my best to please Krishna. All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki
jai.
Gaur Premanande. Sadhguru Tayas Taratman.